السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part 5. Today we talk about how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the power of Allah, managed to get the sun to halt, to stop from setting. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back from Mi'raj, the mushrikeen did not want to believe him that he had traveled to Baytul Maqdis and beyond. So they wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to answer specific details about his journey. And the one question they asked him, they said, there's a trade caravan of ours that's on its way to Syria. Or it went to Syria, it's on its way back. So tell us, if you traveled from Baytul Maqdis back to Mecca, you would have noticed more or less where the caravan is. So you'll be able to tell us when it will return to Mecca, because they had a way of estimating, you know, how much distance there was left and how much it normally takes to travel the distance. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the caravan should reach Mecca by Wednesday. The caravan should reach Mecca by Wednesday. Wednesday came and the sun was about to set and the caravan had still not reached Mecca. And the mushrikeen started to mock and scoff and jeer, and they made a big uproar about it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made dua, and Allah caused the sun to halt. The sun paused. Subhanallah, the majestic sun around which our entire existence revolves on planet Earth, the sun halted. And when the caravan came into Mecca, because it was somewhat delayed, then the sun set. What's the lesson we learn from here? That the pious, sometimes when they make a commitment, Allah makes extraordinary things happen so that their commitment can be fulfilled by the barakah of their piety. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most pious of those that are considered to be pious. So if you are an obedient, genuine, sincere servant of Allah, Allah will make things happen so that you don't have to lose face. Allah will make things happen so that you don't get yourself entangled in a complication. That's the lesson that we learn from this miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.